Congress is taking up the Biden administration's $2 trillion American jobs plan. Within it are $621 billion in funds to fix transportation infrastructure across the country. But, as Troy Oppier reports, Governor Brad Little isn't waiting around for federal funding to fix Idaho roads.
After a week-long tour around the state to drum up support, Governor Little Friday, in a video, asked Idahoans to push their legislators to create ongoing transportation funding to support the country's fastest-growing state.
Idaho simply will not keep up with that growth if we, as elected leaders, do not invest strategically and sustainably in our roads.
The Idaho House passed a bill last month tripling the amount of sales tax revenue allocated to the Transportation Department. That includes funds leveraged through bonds for larger projects. House Bill 342 is awaiting a Senate committee hearing. That legislation would create about half the $80 million each year the governor wants to set aside for transportation infrastructure. Last month, the governor signed House Bill 308 into law. That allocates $126 million in immediate transportation spending for high-priority state and local highway projects. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.